Well, as we were chatting about a few minutes ago, Edwards Provident, one of the local businesses, obviously affected by what has happened with the lockdown. And Greg Edwards joins us on the show now. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, good. Bit of marketing advice for you, mate. When you put me on hold before, you should get rid of that elevator music and get a bit of gold Central Victoria on hold, mates.
Good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, and no charge for the marketing advice. So there you go.
He's always trying to score a penny, which is no doubt the business you're in. So, Greg, you're open for business, but takeaway only, I assume.
Yes, that's right. So we can't do the indoor dining in the cafe, so or any dining in the cafe.
So what,
we're still. Yep.
No. So you're still providing. What sort of things can you provide? Can you provide your full menu in a situation like this?
We're not actually doing our full menu. We've got a sort of a short list of a little bit for the probably some of the more popular items and the best sort of products to do for takeaway. That's off the sort of the cafe menu, but we do a large range of salads and take-home meals and foods out of our deli for like takeaway food also.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of options there.
It must be like every lockdown that happens, and of course we're up to number five, not just from a purely financial viewpoint, but it just must be harder and harder every one, you know?
Yeah, it certainly is. It gets, as I was saying earlier, it has got harder each one, and it probably mentally too, like it just sort of keeps building up. But we consider ourselves still pretty fortunate to be able to continue operating the business, and there's still like a pretty good demand for people wanting takeaway food and coffee, and we've also got the grocery and the produce side of the business as well, so we consider ourselves lucky compared to a lot of people.
In a situation like this, Greg, how do you prepare for the on again, off again? Because as far as you were concerned at the beginning of the weekend, you might have been off the list by Tuesday, but now it looks like we're going to continue. Are you prepared to handle that?
It's the hardest part of all that is just knowing how to, with staff, obviously, rostering and being prepared for, with your prepping for the cafe, all those sorts of things. It's certainly difficult, but you just got to do your best.
And I would assume that some
probably it is stressful for the staff, of course, is the casual staff.
Yeah, I was going to say that a lot of them would be casuals. I'm saying earlier, my daughter's in a similar situation in Melbourne, and very, very, very tough on them. Greg, just one thing before we let you go. You mentioned there, you know, that you still consider yourselves fortunate, obviously, to be able to provide the service that you're providing. And do you get that feeling that that locals and regular customers are doing their best to actually support you and other businesses like you, that they understand and they're, you know, even more than normal, very keen to come and get their coffee or get their food there so that they know they're doing their little bit to help local business?
Yeah. Certainly do, yes. We've noticed that right from the start, since probably the first lockdown. People of Bendigo, I'm sure it's similar everywhere, have been tremendous with supporting local and probably going that extra step to help out when they can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, especially you see all your loyal, regular customers step up even more, I think. So
yeah.
Yeah, we've been very impressed.
Well, I was out there last week myself, so I can certainly recommend the coffee and nibbles, most certainly. So, hey, Greg, look, hang in there, and we appreciate that it must be very tough, but thank you, and let's hope we all get through this together.
Yep. Thanks for that. Thanks for the call.
No worries at all. Greg Edwards from Edwards Provident. And very tough indeed, no question about that, mate. And there's a list of all businesses that are open that's on our website, so you can check them out as well.
Certainly is, and there's a list that you can ring up and support those businesses. Go and have that coffee that you've always wanted. Still go and have your coffee out and about.
Yes, most certainly.